Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When did you guys officially break ground, and you know, what has happened to this point?
So we officially started construction this spring and earlier this year in 2024. And so we've been doing a lot of, you know, ground foundational work. And as you can see, we're kind of well past the groundbreaking, but it was important for us to celebrate this important construction milestone with the town. And so steel erection is, you know, well underway. And then shortly after, we'll be in closing the shell of the building. And we're still, you know, on schedule for our 2026 launch.
Early or late 2026?
Just 2026 right now.
Playing in my ear?
Yeah, yep.
What makes this warehouse unique? I mean, it sounds like it'll be one of the more state-of-the-art just because it's the newest. Can you talk about what's going to be different about this and some of the other ones at, like, Lancaster, Hamburg?
Yeah, thank you. So this facility will be an Amazon Robotics Fulfillment Center. It is what we call our first mile fulfillment center. And so this is our largest warehouse distribution center in our network. And this is essentially where the package of the journey begins. The journey of the package begins. So just think about like our version of an online mall. And so if you are ordering something off of Amazon, more than likely it's starting and coming from a facility like this one, and it making its way through our network, and then through our delivery station that delivers it via the vans to your doorstep. So that is the distinctive difference. We store, package, and fulfill orders at a fulfillment center of this size.
How big an area does this cover?
We are at about 3.1 million square feet for this particular facility.
And how big the geographic area that it serves?
Oh, so Western New York and beyond.
And how much of the facility is up at this point?
Oh, we can get you the precise percentage, but again, we're still working on the structure of the facility, and so probably next year we'll be starting to close in. You know, so we, again, I'll work with our development partner to get you a precise percentage. I don't want to speak out of turn.
How many jobs will this site in particular create for Niagara County, town of Niagara?
So there will be at least 1,000 direct jobs and employment with Amazon, and then there's, you know, hundreds of seasonal, part-time, and just the indirect employment that comes with a facility of this size as well through our various third-party operators and vendors that we employ and that we need as part of our supply chain.
Can you talk about that process of hiring? When does that start? How are you going to get up to 1,000 jobs? What is Amazon doing to try to get ready for that?
Yeah, so the building is scheduled to launch in 2026. Typically, you know, about a few months out, 6 months or so, we have a workforce staffing team that begins to build relationships with various workforce boards or workforce-oriented organizations, nonprofits, to start to build those pipelines and relationships to start to generate, you know, what the candidate pool looks like. And then from there, you know, really starting to post jobs and fill that pipeline.
Would you maybe be looking to hire here in like Niagara County or like Erie County as well?
So we, you know, we typically are focused on, you know, the Niagara County, but you'll be surprised at, you know, how far people are willing to travel for jobs. So we, you know, if you want to work here and you're willing to work here, we accept and take all applications.
How will this facility affect local delivery times for folks in Niagara County, maybe even Erie County? Will they be eligible for same-day delivery like folks in other places?
Well, as a part of our, you know, goal is to get those prime day, same-day speeds, and so having facilities like this in close proximity to our customers increases that opportunity for us to deliver those prime day speeds.
So are we talking in terms of what the warehouse will look like in the interim? Rows and rows of items that'll then be taken off and sent out, or you know, can you kind of describe for us what that'll be like?
Yeah, so it's a five-story building where, you know, the top few floors are storage of items, and then the, you know, bottom floor, the bottom two floors are really kind of where the action is happening, and items are making its way through our, you know, robotics equipment and moving its way through our process to, you know, fulfill packages for our customers.
The town supervisor made reference to the dust and traffic issues. Have there been a lot of issues with that on this project so far, and how are you dealing with those issues?
Yeah, so in partnership with JB2, our development partner, as well as Lateland Construction, our general contractor, I know they have been meeting, you know, with the community and real time and being responsive to concerns of dust, noise, complaints, and have done, you know, various, you know, mitigations to ensure that we're being mindful and being good neighbors. I can give you more details on that through JB2, but I know we've had a few complaints, but we have been on top of it, and our partners have been, you know, really responsive to the community and our neighbors, and ensuring that, you know, we're doing right by them and we're being a good neighbor.
Is the process generally working as planned, and is it going as expected timeline wise?
Yes, it is. You know, so far so good. We we manage it day by day, week by week, but so far so good, and we are kind of, you know, doing well and on schedule.
I think early on it was discussed there'd be 500 trucks a day. How is Amazon trying to address some of those traffic concerns that the neighbors have had, and you know, have discussions like that happened with the town or the county in any way?
So we went through a very intensive local approvals process in partnership with JB2. And, you know, had to submit a lot of studies, traffic studies, and so we are consistent with what our approvals have been and will remain consistent with the traffic studies that we presented and the flow of traffic.
I'd say, what does that mean for folks that live around here, though, or use Packer and Lockport Road? Are the additional lanes being added or things like that?
There's definitely off-site improvements that are happening to ensure that, you know, we are improving the traffic flow, and we're not, you know, adding burden right to the residents. So that is definitely that was a part of the approval process, and that's something that we will be doing as well.
Does that include making the temporary traffic lights, I guess, would they be permanent?
Yes, they will be. Yep.
Will this be the largest site in New York State now? Is this like, or is there another one that's larger? I know you just mentioned about Gates and how that's a little bit smaller. Is this going to be the largest?
Yeah, so we have our facility in Clay, New York as well, in the Syracuse region. And so I think this will be a little smaller, but definitely one of the largest in the state. But we can get you, we can follow up with that precise number as well.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.